This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Capitol Police said they arrested a California man early Monday near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C., and that multiple knives, a bayonet, and a machete were in his truck. It's illegal to carry a bayonet and machete in Washington, D.C. Police said the arrested man, Donald Craighead of Oceanside, California, told them he was on parole on patrol. Craighead was charged with possession of prohibited weapons. Police said they noticed the truck Sunday around midnight. It had a swastika and other white supremacist symbols painted on it. Instead of a license plate, police said the truck had a picture of an American flag. Police said they are continuing to investigate the suspect. Security in the area remains high. It's only a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol building, which was the site of a break-in by an angry mob of supporters of former President Donald Trump on January 6th of this year. Those supporting the more than 600 rioters arrested 8 months ago in that insurrection are planning a rally in Washington this Saturday. Nearly 70 students kidnapped in northern Nigeria 2 weeks ago are free. Authorities confirmed the update on Monday. The Zamfara state governor said security forces freed the students from the Government Day Secondary School. He said no ransom was paid. Heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them on September 1st. This continued a wave of similar attacks in Zamfara that prompted the state government to shut all schools. UNICEF said there have been 10 similar attacks in Nigeria over the past year. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has honored Slovakian Jews killed in the Holocaust as he seeks to promote reconciliation with the Jewish community. Francis was welcomed by Jewish leaders at Slovakia's Holocaust Memorial in an historic encounter. He's atoning for Christian complicity in wartime crimes in a country where a Catholic priest was president of a Nazi puppet state that deported tens of thousands of its Jews. Francis said Monday that your history is our history. Your sufferings are our sufferings. Pope John Paul II made 3 trips to Slovakia, but never met with the country's Jews. That is evidence of the strained local Catholic-Jewish relations that endured in the post-war decades, even with a Polish pope known for his outreach to Jews. The United Nations human rights chief says her office has received credible allegations of reprisal killings of former Afghan security forces. The killings are blamed on the Taliban. Her office also said there have been instances in which officials in the previous government and their relatives were arbitrarily detained and later found dead. Michelle Bachelet spoke on Monday to the Human Rights Council, warning of a new and perilous phase for Afghanistan. She also criticized the Taliban for a disconnect between their words and their actions. She cited multiple allegations of house-to-house searches by the Taliban looking for officials from the previous government and, in her words, people who cooperated with U.S. security forces and companies. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged nations on Monday to show their solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and contribute hundreds of millions of dollars for an urgent and expansive humanitarian response in the country. Guterres said in Geneva, the people of Afghanistan need a lifeline. He said the conference is not simply about what we will give to the people of Afghanistan. It is about what we owe. The UN is appealing for $606 million for the remainder of this year for food, health care, shelter, and other vital needs to assist 11 million people. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports there is still a chance Tropical Storm Nicholas will be a hurricane when it comes ashore in south-central Texas, and it's expected to bring heavy rains and storm surges through that state and into Louisiana to the east. The storm's expected to affect some of the same areas of Louisiana and Texas affected by Hurricane Ida 2 weeks ago. In the latest report, forecasters with the Hurricane Center said Nicholas is about 225 kilometers south of Fort Connor, Texas, with winds of about 95 kilometers per hour. The storm is evidently moving erratically just off the Texas coast. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.